You're listening to SBS News.
Growing up in Pakistan, Sabina Musafa was raised as a devout Muslim. But from an early age, she had doubts about the faith.
Just asking, well, if God is responsible for all the positive in this world, is he not also responsible for all the negative? People seeing that I'm questioning my faith, and my parents would often react very aggressively because they were scared that I would leave the faith, I think, from an early age.
It wasn't until the 23-year-old moved to Sydney for university that she felt comfortable openly challenging her faith.
And when I finally realized that, yes, I am an atheist, I did feel this relief. At the same time, I just felt this anger because I had wasted 21 years of my life believing in a concept that I just realized was false. And I never had any say in what I believed.
University student Lisa Chu also drifted away from religion after questioning her Christian upbringing.
It wasn't actually a part of my identity because I think my parents and my grandparents kind of established religion as something that just helped me become a better person.
The internet, she says, was critical in influencing her decision to become atheist.
I started looking towards science more to answer questions, not using religion as a guidance to do good and just using my own intuition throughout the world. So I felt like I had a bit more of an independent mind.
It's a view shared by many young Australians today. Census data shows in 2001, 19% of those aged 24 and under said they were not religious. That increased to 35% in 2016. Professor Carol Cusack is the head of religious studies at the University of Sydney. She says religion no longer has the coercive force it once had.
Most people construct themselves as individuals rather than as members of communities, and they're more interested in expressing their individuality than in belonging to institutions that create rigid rules or patterns of behaviour.
The rise of secularism in Australia has prompted religious leaders to be more proactive in a shifting society, with many finding new ways to teach young Australians how religion is still relevant in their lives. Adele Salman from Islamic Council of Australia says the role of the imam and sheikhs providing information for young followers has never been more important since the surge in popularity of turning to the internet for answers.
We're moving away from just focusing on the basic fundamentals of the faith and the pillars of Islam and what's right and what's wrong, but actually talking about issues and talking about, you know, some of the real challenges that people are facing. I mean, Muslim youth in Australia are facing issues to do with their identity as a Muslim, and the challenges there for them are probably quite unique in some ways.
Sydney Anglican Archbishop Glenn Davis said the Anglican faith was changing its approach to teaching the message of God to appeal to the younger generation.
Teenagers tend to sleep in on Sunday mornings, that's my experience, but most of our churches have an evening or an afternoon service. We also have camps, camping programs through government schools as well as our own Anglican schools.
Lydia Feng, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.